Welcome to the Ghosts of Taos podcast. I'm your host, M. Elwell Romancito, and I'm going to walk you through some of the stories, tales, and rumors of the supernatural, ghosts, and the paranormal of Taos, New Mexico. Thank you for joining me. Season 1, Episode 4, Gravely Famous. We've had our share of famous people in Taos, from D.H. Lawrence to George O'Keefe, from Dennis Hopper to Julia Roberts. We even have our share of famous people who are buried here. Don't ask me where Dennis Hopper's buried, because the locals are tired of the pilgrimages and litter associated with this professional bad boy. The ashes of D.H. Lawrence, encased in cement, gaze for eternity out from a lonely, windy lookout on his ranch near Lama. There's a rumor that the reason his ashes are encased in concrete is because Lawrence's widow, Frieda Lawrence, was afraid a circle of women from town were wanting to get their hands on the ashes and perform some sort of black magic ritual with them. Frieda knew D.H. really just wanted to rest and as far away from the artists and gossipers of town as he could get. Speaking of town gossips, movers, and shakers, Mabel Dodge Lujan is buried in Kit Carson Memorial Park, and her grave is decorated continuously throughout the year. Blossoms, both real and fake, have sprouted overnight, while little gifts, coins, and pebbles line the top of her gravestone. Camposantos, or sacred burial grounds, dot the old neighborhoods, and even though they look quaint and melancholy, especially after Memorial Day, I advise you to stay out of them unless you are there to visit a specific grave or have a family member buried there. Neither the local dead or the local living appreciate photo shoots or picnics. There's a difference between a graveyard and a cemetery. You might think it's a small, subtle difference, but anytime God's involved, the differences just get bigger. A graveyard is a burial ground within a churchyard. The people buried inside are of a particular denomination or religion. A cemetery, derived from ancient Greek for the word sleeping place, is a more secular resting place. It's usually a place set aside, but not associated with a church. But the minute, sometime in the 18th century, even when the word cemetery becomes a thing, something other than churchyard, it represents a place that is explicitly not a churchyard. Not a place of rest for Christians in good standing from a particular parish. Suddenly, it's a cosmopolitan space for cosmopolitan people, a romantic idea that speaks of ancient Rome. Cemeteries were explicitly a reaction to churches' monopoly of the dead. This is actually part of a widespread movement to secularize rituals from marriages to burials. For historians, the distinctions between churchyards and cemeteries ultimately boil down to who was controlling the burial site. In the United States, which is a relatively secular nation, there was never an established official church, so burial practices varied according to regions and time periods. For many, cemeteries became like public parks. The Kit Carson Memorial Cemetery. This tree-shaded cemetery within the Kit Carson Park has a well-kept lawn and curving paths. It's a quiet place for dog walkers and contemplatives. There are soldiers buried in this small cemetery who served during the Mexican War of 1846, the Taos Rebellion of 1847, the Indian campaigns of the 1850s, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I and World War II. Many of the early Taos traders, merchants, and members of old Spanish, French, and American families are buried here. Mabel Dodge Lujan, Padre Martinez, and Ralph Myers are buried here, as well as the famous graves of the three witches. Arthur Mambi, so hated by the people of the area, is buried in the park, but outside the enclosure of the cemetery, as if, even in death, he is despised and blamed. His headstone claims his responsibility for planting the trees along the main road in the park. It's an innocuous enough legacy to leave Taos after the swath he cut through the valley. The original cemetery was set aside in 1847 when Doña Teodora Martinez Romero donated the land for the burial of the American soldiers and civilians killed during the Taos Rebellion of 1847. It was then called El Cementerio Militar. More land was purchased to enlarge the cemetery in 1852 when it was the only burial ground for non-Catholics and was known as the American or Anglo Cemetery. In May of 1869, when the bodies of Christopher, Kit Carson, and Mrs. Carson, Josefina Jaramillo, were buried here, it became known as the Kit Carson Cemetery. The park, which is 19 acres, was established in 1949 on what was then the edge of town. Now, in the center of town, the park is the site of concerts, festivals, and arts and crafts fairs. There are many stories about the three women buried together, their markers blasted and destroyed. The basic story goes that the three women were involved with witchcraft and that they died very close to each other, so the three of them were put in the ground and their graves capped with cement to keep them there. This is the story according to Dr. Catherine Cordova.
Oh, my name is Dr. Catherine Cordova, and I used to teach Cultural Reporter. That's where this story came from. I was assigned by a magazine to do this story, and I wrote it, and they haven't picked it up, so I don't know. You may see it in print someday, you may not, I don't know. I used to teach a class called Cultural Reporter at Taos High School, and we were the pilot school for the nation for Smithsonian's Museum of American History. And so as part of that, the students would go out and research their community and do some museum exhibits. Well, one time we were doing the cemeteries of the community, and the students that were doing the Kit Carson Historic Cemetery came and said, Mrs. Cordova, you know, the records they gave us said three women, and that's all. And we noticed that their grave is like, it's covered with blacktop in humps. And we own Taos Historic Walking Tours, so we already have a background on that. And I said, well, legend has it, or lore has it. Because, you know, when you're, after many years, stories change and they're just different. So I said, legend. I was very careful. Has it that these three women were witches and that they would conspire, harm people and stuff. And so they died very close in proximity to one another. And people were afraid. We don't want to be buried near them. They might still have some powers and, you know, all this kind of thing. Very superstitious people. So they buried them next to each other just as they would die. And then somehow, I don't know when or how, but they had gravestones and they were like exploded. If you go and look, it looks like there was an explosion and there's like a little metal post in one of them. And then, I don't know who did this, but they put that black top to keep them in their graves so they would not cause problems, especially since their gravestone had erupted. But I'm suspicious that maybe some of the local people maybe put a little stick of dynamite in their tombstone, you know. But then part of the legend, to top it off, says that because in eternity we will not know their names. They are just three witches of Taos who are buried under blacktop so that we keep them there. We don't know their names. And the cemetery records do not have their names either. So that is a story of the three graves in the Kit Carson Park.
Do you have a story you'd like to relate of a paranormal Taos experience? We not only spin ghost stories and tales of the supernatural, we collect them. Email us at taosexperience@gmail.com and tell us all about it. The book, Ghosts and Haunted Places of Taos, is written and illustrated by M. Elwell Romancito and is available on our website, ghostsoftaos.com, and through lulu.com. We're looking forward to being able to resume tours with Ghosts of Taos, but in the meantime, I would encourage you to visit our website and also to listen to the other episodes of the Ghosts of Taos podcast. We will have announcements and upcoming events. There are investigations to explore, videos, interviews, etc. Thank you for listening. If you're curious about the podcast, your host, our stories, or other information about the Ghosts of Taos, visit our website at ghostsoftaos.com for photos, videos, books, and more. I hope you'll join me again for the Ghosts of Taos podcast. Until next time.